Stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. It's a beautiful afternoon. The sky's clear. It's cool and crisp outside. It's just a beautiful day to be alive. And, well, we're going to do open lines for this hour. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, so it's going to be you and me. If you have a question, a comment, if you want to talk on this subject, you want to talk on some other subject, why, just let me know. But I thought maybe to begin with, I'd talk a little bit about my series of newsletters I'm doing on a farewell address that was given by President Andrew Jackson on the 4th of March, 1837. Now, you might ask yourself, who cares? I mean, who cares what Andrew Jackson said in 1837? And I will tell you that some people care. If you go up on Google Andrew Jackson's farewell address, or go to your search page, go to Google, though, because this is the one that I went to, and it was so flagrant. And you, of course, get a page there. And at the top of the page, it says President Jackson's farewell address. And there's little tiny letters that says abridged. And then you read it through, and there's not one word about what President Jackson said about the banking system and his battle with the bank. And that was the most important part of his entire eight years in office. How could you possibly take that address and simply delete the important things that Andrew Jackson said about the banking system? And I would like to suggest that somebody doesn't want you to know what happened during the Jackson administration, because exactly the same thing is happening today. And who was it who placed that abridged version of Andrew Jackson's farewell address at the top of the page? I mean, you have to have some special pull with Google or somebody to get your top of the page, because that's what most people would pull down and read without ever realizing that it's simply been censored. They call it abridged. I call it censorship. There's been an organized effort to demonize Andrew Jackson and to say all sorts of nasty things about him. And yet, of course, he was certainly one of our greatest presidents, although never acknowledged as such. And that's why I've taken the time in my last two newsletters and now in this one to talk about his farewell address. And this is what Andrew Jackson actually said. And we are not left to conjecture how the moneyed powers, thus organized and with such weapons in their hands, would likely use it. The distress and alarm which pervaded and agitated the whole country when the Bank of the United States waged war upon the people in order to compel them to submit to its demands cannot yet be forgotten. The ruthless and unsparing temper with which whole cities and communities were oppressed, individuals impoverished and ruined, and a scene of cheerful prosperity suddenly changed into one of gloom and despondency, ought to be indelibly impressed on the memory of the people of the United States. And that was, of course, what happened at that time. The banks collapsed the American economy. Now, how did they do it? Well, you have to understand that with an economy based upon paper money, while the banks increase the amount of paper money, everybody goes and borrows money, and, of course, greed takes over, and they begin borrowing more and more money and investing it and making money. And then at a certain point, the banks suddenly dry up the availability of credit, crash the economy, and, of course, the people who put up their farms or their companies or their homes as security for their loans, and simply the banks take them away from them, and people are impoverished. It's the games that the banks have played over and over again, but, of course, it's beautifully described here in President Jackson's farewell address. And remember his words, you know, as he talked about how individuals were impoverished and ruined, and a scene of cheerful prosperity suddenly changed into one of gloom and despondency. Well, we should not forget that, but, of course, there are people who would like you to forget it. Now, you can read down the page on Google, and you can find a copy of the farewell address. And it's cut off on both sides. Why they did that, well, I can only imagine. It's almost impossible to read. But you go down to a website called Air Crash, and you can get the complete a copy of the farewell address. And, of course, we've included that in our syllabus on the financial Armageddon, because it is one of the most important things you'll ever read to understand what is going on today. How did the banks collapse the American economy back in 1837? Well, very simply, they withheld credit. And when they withhold credit and called in your loans, why the economy collapsed? They did it intentionally. They did it maliciously. They were going to teach the American people that they couldn't trifle with the elite. And believe me, it was the elite who controlled the bank. And a large part of the bank was controlled by the European bankers. And, of course, you go back and you read the things that Andrew Jackson wrote at that time. And we have a wonderful a book was published in 1907 before they really started censoring the books here in the United States and removing the important things. And it tells you about so much of what Andrew Jackson talked about, how the banks had gone in and bought up the media, and actually how they had lent money to newspapers that just were totally insolvent, but they were buying their support, and how the banks went in and bought up the support of the politicians. They bought up the support of Andrew Jackson's vice president. They bought up the support of the majority of his cabinet. When you've got unlimited funds, why, you can do almost anything you want to. And a lot of people will go right along because they have no character. But fortunately, the American people did have character at that time, and they voted down. They voted for Andrew Jackson because Andrew Jackson said, it's either the bank or me. You can either have the bank, the central bank, and no Jackson, or you can have Jackson and no bank. And the American people wisely chose to reelect Andrew Jackson in 1832, and he did not renew the charter for the Second Bank of the United States, and he preserved our country and its freedom for at least 75 years, up until, of course, another central bank was established, and that was, of course, the Federal Reserve System. But, of course, the same thing is happening today. Why is it happening, and how is it happening? And they try to make things so confusing, and there's so much information out there, and it's really very simple. They have collapsed our economy because the major Wall Street banks all tie into David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission. What is their agenda? Their agenda, of course, was written by David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, in the Earth Charter. It calls for the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. And so basically the agenda is to transfer the wealth and the manufacturing jobs and the future of the American people to foreign countries. And that's why we gave $50 billion to General Motors so they could increase their spending in China and in Russia and in India and Brazil. But we're told, well, they're going to come out of bankruptcy leaner. They're going to give up a lot of their manufacturing. They're going to close down a lot of their dealerships. And, of course, what they're really saying is they're going to transfer. General Motors is going to transfer its manufacturing overseas. But most people wouldn't like to know that we're giving them $50 billion of American taxpayer money so that they can shift their source of and base of production overseas in the same manner that we gave Chrysler. We gave Chrysler. We didn't sell Chrysler. We didn't put Chrysler up for the highest bid. We gave it, of course, to Fiat, which is an Italian company, because the CEO and the vice CEO of Fiat just happened to belong to the Trilateral Commission, which is the major coordinating organization for what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, which is the modern-day manifestation of these ancient secret societies dedicated to the establishment of a one-world order and the destruction of Christianity. And, of course, along with that will come the installation of the new world leader. And, of course, these people are energized from the dark side. There is another dimension. Of course, they've gotten their help from the other side. This is why these people are so wealthy. They've been well rewarded for their treachery and the betrayal of this country. And if you don't think that there is another dimension, read the Bible, where they talk about the fortune tellers and the diviners and the soothsayers and the mystics. And of course, they're here today. But of course, certainly most of the very wealthy people in the world have amassed their wealth because they've been associated with the occult. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 13, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $960.70. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $988.07, $494.04 for a half ounce, or $247.02 for the quarter ounce. That's $988.07, $494.04, or $247.02.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutriMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. It's open lines this afternoon. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And let me just complete my thought. We've got Kent calling from West Virginia, but the way that they collapse this thing is really very simple. all of the major banks, and I'm talking about Goldman Sachs, certainly J.P. Morgan, Chase, Citigroup, the latter two are Rockefeller, and I don't know whether the third one probably is Rockefeller or Rothschild, but those banks are all affiliated with the Trilateral Commission. And then, of course, at the next tier down of the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Council on Foreign Relations, you find Wells Fargo and Bank of America, and most of the other banks, so almost all of the nine major banks today, are basically an extension of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they have stopped lending. And then, of course, there's a wonderful YouTube. I just got it this morning. You'll want to get it off the Internet, and it'll be posted on our website, hopefully by tomorrow. It's Dennis Kucinich actually interviewing somebody from the Federal Reserve System, and he's going through the Fed report, and he's pointing out that the Fed is actually paying the smaller banks not to lend money. Now, remember, you hear all this, oh, we got to get the banks lending. We got to get the banks lending money to so we can get the economy moving again. This is what we've really want to try to do. And Dennis Kucinich says to this fellow from the Fed, I look at this page. The Federal Reserve is paying the banks money, the small banks, to not to lend money. Is that correct? And the fellow said, yes, that's correct. And Kucinich says, well, I thought you wanted to get the economy moving. And the fellow says, well, some people say we want to increase lending and others put pressure on not to increase lending. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fed is paying banks not to lend money. And all this talk about wanting to get the economy moving is simply talk. What they really want to do is destroy our economy and carry out the provisions of the Earth Charter, which was written by Stephen Rockefeller, David Rockefeller's nephew, which calls for equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. They are transferring our wealth to other countries. Ben Bernanke is giving hundreds of billions of dollars to other countries and other central banks as they move to impoverish our people and destroy our economy. And let's go then to Kent, who's calling from West Virginia. And once again, I number 1-800-259-5791. Hi, Kent. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan. How about yourself?
Well, as well as can be. No, I'm doing fine. You know, it's wonderful to have a voice. I don't know how I would survive without at least an opportunity to share with some people the truth about what's going on, because nobody else is telling them.
Well, we're glad you're doing it. You mentioned how the banks would cut off credit. I remember that back in the day, Jimmy Carter put a credit freeze, and you remember what that caused? The
sure.
Great inflation, rampant inflation back in the mid-70s.
Right.
And of course, I wasn't very old then, but it caused me a lot of trouble, maybe forced me to make a lot of bad decisions and so on. But
We had interest rates up around 18 or 19%, and we had inflation 18 or 19%. They had to raise the interest rates, I think, to 22% to stop the inflationary spiral, because it was cheaper to borrow money. I mean, actually, you know, the inflation rate was so you could borrow money at 5%, and inflation was 18%. Boy, you were a lot better off borrowing money. And finally, Paul Volcker came in. And he did what you should do under those circumstances. There's an old saying, you know, talking about the central bank, that the purpose of the central banker is to prevent inflation. It's his job to take away the punch bowl just when the party gets interesting. And, of course, if you want to, we certainly maintain a stable currency and a stable economy, why the Federal Reserve System has to limit the availability of money. What they've done is massively increase the amount of money there. They created the stock market bubble in 2001, and then they created the housing bubble that topped out really in 2007. And, of course, they did this intentionally. Alan Greenspan says why nobody could have anticipated what was going to happen. Well, he anticipated. Because after he left the Fed in 2006, he went to work for a fellow named John Paulson, no relation to Henry Paulson, and PIMCO. They were two large hedge funds, and basically he told them what was going to happen. They shorted the market, and, of course, they made billions of dollars while all the other hedge funds were going down. Alan Greenspan knew what he was doing. He did it intentionally and maliciously. The question is why? Well, maybe someday in heaven or hell we'll find out. Anyway, any other questions, Kent?
No, it seems to me that I remember that was Jimmy Carter himself did that. I don't know. Of course, I don't know. I really wasn't savvy on what was going on, but I remember he came out and demanded credit freeze or something.
Jimmy Carter was simply an extension of the Trilateral Commission. He was put into the presidency by the Trilateral Commission. There were 80 members of the Trilateral Commission at that time at the North American chapter. 28 of them were in key positions in the Carter administration. That's when the Trilateral Commission took over the presidency of the United States. And since that time, between 1976, when Jimmy Carter was elected, and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States has been a member of the Trilateral Commission, and they've never had more than 80 members of the North American chapter. Do you honestly believe that could have happened by accident?
Well, no. I've always... I remember I was my first presidential campaign. I watched pretty closely, and I remember there were about 10 or 11 Democrats running because it was going to be a Democratic year, and they all had jobs. And Jimmy Carter won by about maybe 800 votes, and you know, 27.7% to 26.8 or something like that. And all of a sudden, all over the news, everywhere, the only person that was running was Jimmy Carter, Jimmy Carter, Jimmy Carter. So
that's because they control the media. Oh, yeah. They control the Newsweek. They control Time. They control U.S. News and World Report. And you would see Jimmy Carter's face on the cover of Time magazine and Newsweek magazine and U.S. News and World Report over and over again. Just exactly as you saw Obama's face repeatedly on the front of Time magazine and Newsweek. And of course, you know, he gets on 60 Minutes. It's almost like CBS has become the Obama network rather than the Columbia Broadcasting Network. And he always gets good coverage, and they always make him look good. But remember, he is simply a figurehead for the ruling elite, which is, of course, the people behind the Trilateral Commission. And, of course, that's the Rockefellers and their interests. And if you read Dr. David Rockefeller's memoirs, he will tell you that he is a member of a secret cabal that is working against the best interests of the United States. He's working to establish this new international order, and he's very proud of it. And then he goes on to say that, you know, certainly the populace, I mean, don't look and see what we've done, how we've raised the living standards in other countries, how much better people are in other countries. And he's absolutely right. And then he goes on to say how good things were in the year 2002 when he wrote his book. And that was absolutely true. But, of course, it was because they were manipulating the American economy and the world economy. And if they were manipulating it then, they're manipulating it now. Are they willing to take the blame for what's going on? Absolutely not. The last thing they want is for the American people to know that they've intentionally precipitated this crisis and they intend to destroy our economy.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They've got evil plans for us all.
They sure do, and behind them are these powerful spiritual forces we talk about. Well, our telephone number again is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Kent, keep listening. Please encourage other people to listen. They've got to understand the spiritual battle that's really going on. The spiritual battle that energizes the Trilateral Commission, whose logo is an upside down broken cross.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. We got an open line this afternoon. Right now we've got Jim calling from West Virginia. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm sneaking in here, West Virginia, yeah.
Yeah, we're glad to have you with us.
Oh, I love you guys. At any rate, this next minute of airtime can save countless lives. Now, there are many laws that are not enforced. Illegal immigration, prostitution, pedophilia, kidnapping, I could go on. I'm calling for a grassroots refusal on the part of administrative enforcement personnel to enforce these codes, laws, or whatever that will also hurt them if they're lucky. Now, history says that if they want to live to a ripe old age, they'll just say no. Now, if we need to let our school systems, for instance, know that if they inject our children, they're taking their lives into their own hands because Bubba's waking up. And you don't mess with Bubba's kids. Now, listeners need to appoint themselves to go to the next school board meeting and warn them that they may be immune to lawsuits, but they won't be immune to bullets.
No, you and can't go threatening people on the air, Jim. I think that's
I'm not threatening. That's
sure
a warning.
That's what basically you
no,
are
no,
threatening.
No, no, no.
And basically what we have to do is just say, not that you're
not
immune.
Not
to, wait a minute, Jim. Let me finish, and then you have your say. You cannot say that they're not immune to bullets because you're threatening to shoot them. What you say is we're going to pull our kids out of school, and, of course, you're going to lose all those funds because we're not going to let you inject our kids. And so you cannot inject our our children without our permission. And you know, if you do, you'll have a lawsuit that'll take your homes as well as everything else. So that is the way you do. But don't talk about bullets because that's
the last thing we want to do.
No, I'm a pacifist. I want to warn people so this won't happen. Blessed are the peacemakers. I don't want blood. And that's why I'm on the air. But when people go to the edge, they do horrible things, and I don't want this to happen. But what it boils down to is to our enforcers, it costs absolutely nothing to refuse to enforce these so-called laws. And it may cost you, now, I'm not Bubba. I don't know who Bubba is. I don't want Bubba killing people. But it may cost you and your families your lives if you do enforce them. I think I've said enough, but I'm not threatening. I just know history.
Now, Jim, I can tell how emotional and how strongly you feel about it. And believe me, I feel strongly about it, too. Remember, I've been at this for 47 years. But the thing is that what we have to do is warn the public that this is an experimental influenza vaccine. We know it's going to contain thimerosal. It's probably going to contain squalene. It's going to destroy the lives of our children. Anybody who loves their children is going to say, we're not going to take it, and we want everybody in this country to know what's going on. We're doing a series of programs on this. We'll be having Dr. Blaylock on next week, and we'll have a four-tape set, and we need you to help us get the information out, warning people about the danger of an experimental vaccine and simply pointing out that time and again they've used experimental vaccines with disastrous results, and they're concealing the truth from the American people. For instance, in 1976 and 1977 in San Francisco, they offered homosexuals an opportunity to help to try to find an effective vaccine for hepatitis B. And several thousand homosexuals volunteered for that program, and they took the experimental hepatitis B vaccine, and of course died in about 79, or they started coming down with AIDS, and 77% of the people who took the experimental vaccine are now probably dead. Do you really want that to happen to the American people? Use examples like that, or the recent example where Baxter actually had a live avian flu, deadly vaccine, pardon me, deadly virus. The avian virus is deadly, but it's not deadly to human beings, and, you know, because ordinarily they can resist it. It's very hard to transmit from person to person. But they actually had this deadly virus in the vaccine that we're going to give to millions of people in Europe. And just people can go up on the internet, check it out, and say, can we really trust these people with the lives of our children? I say no. Vaccines are effective. Most of them are, but they're not safe. The trouble is with the influenza vaccine, it is not effective. And you can go up on the internet and check it out. This is one of the most least effective of all vaccines. So why are they doing this? Why have they created the hysteria? They keep talking about 1 million Americans have had the virus. That's wonderful. That means they're all immune. I hope 100 million people have had the virus. Why do they think all these people are going to die?
Doc, here's another thought for you. I was listening to a lady the last day or two. I think it's pandemic flu online.com, and she has printed something up there. I'll repeat the address in a second. Now, I haven't gone there yet, but you can actually print it out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I think, is her name. Sure. And she has this printed out so you can hand out to school board members and hand out to your county commission, because it does no good to petition Congress.
You're right. I would suggest, I know Sherry, she does a good job. Barbara Lowe Fisher has a lot of information on her website. In fact, she was on, of all places, CBS last night, and she'll have her CBS interview posted on her website, which is the National Vaccine Information Center.
Ooh.
That's nvic.org, nvic.org. I suggest you go there. But, Jim, I know how deeply you feel. What we have to do is in a rational way, try to educate people.
Well, I want to desperately to educate, but we're going to have to take it to the local school board because, you see, I am a pacifist. I can't even handle working in a hospital. I can't even handle that amount of suffering.
Sure.
The main thing is I do want to warn. And, you know, it's interesting. The real Bubbas in this world, you won't meet them at the meetup groups, okay? You'll find they're real quiet, and they're sitting there, and I'm worried. The vigilantism, many people think that the KKK just sprouted up to attack black people. No, tyranny created the KKK, and I don't want that. I want nonviolence, but I know that the results of failed diplomacy is always war. And that's why I'm desperately hoping and praying that somebody will hear the pain in my voice. I've listened to these revolts. I've been awake for 4.5 decades, Doc. My parents woke me up about the Federal Reserve in 65 and false flags. And I've listened to these things come down in other countries. I've listened to missionaries talking quietly in closed sessions in churches about what really goes on. And I desperately want people to understand that they're going to have to take this to the local level and appoint the school board members and say, listen, you folks, here's what's going to happen. If you go along with this war on our children, these untried vaccines, there's going to be backlash, and there's nowhere you can leave. You know, most people don't know this. I had to read Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, et cetera. My parents made me read when I was in high school, and I'm older than dirt. But most of the German SS troops were killed by the German people. I mean, if you attack your own citizenry, there is a backlash, and 2,300 years of history proves it. The word tyranny comes from the Greek word tyrant, which means king. And they would have a city-state, and the government would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and people would throw it off, but a smaller one, but because men sin in the streets and sin in their homes, it would get bigger, 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 threw it off. Now, our founding fathers wanted a little revolution every 2 years at a ballot box rather than a bloody revolution every 2 or 3 generations at the bullet box. And
okay,
that's what I see.
And I agree with you. I think we've got another caller here, but I just want to say that what we have to do at this time is educate people. They have to understand that the democratic process has been subverted. The use of electronic voting machines assures that the decisions are made not by the public, but, of course, by the people. After all, they say it really doesn't matter how people vote. It's who counts the votes. It's important. We've got to get people to start thinking. And the only good thing I can think is that things are going to get a lot worse, and we have to be there to educate people, to moderate. But we're also going to have to say, people, there comes a time when you're just going to say no. Anything else you want to say, Jim, before I let you go? All right, fine. Let's go to Joe, who's calling from New York. Again, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure talking to you. I have a few quick things that I wanted to mention. First of all, I wanted to give out a toll-free number that listeners can call to get through the Capitol Hill switchboard, if I may.
Go right ahead.
And I just tried it just now, so it should work. It's 1-800-828-0498.
One more time.
1-800-828-0498.
And what are they going to call about?
Well, there are a number of issues. First of all, call your senators about the Bernie Sanders, Ron Paul audit the Fed bill.
Good.
F-606, I believe.
Right.
There's, of course, the...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's B-I-O, Green Clean, BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Here.
Genesis Communication Network, and do we still have Joe with us from New York? Go right ahead and let me get our telephone number out one more time. It's 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And I'd like to just comment on our previous call from Jim from West Virginia. And you could just tell how deeply Jim feels about what's going on today. And we should all feel that deeply, but we can't let our emotions come through on this. Believe me, I've been at this for 47 years, and lots of times I wanted to weep, but you have to get the information out. You have to do it in a rational manner. You have to know what the issues are, and you have to convince people at least to check out and try to prove you're wrong. Spend more time asking questions. As far as this swine flu epidemic is concerned, we're just going to have to say no. We're not going to have our children get this. And if you have your children get it, do you want them to end up like the homosexuals in San Francisco who took the experimental hepatitis B vaccine? Do you want them to end up certainly like the people would have in Europe if they had distributed the million doses of Baxter? And what happened to Baxter after they distributed an influenza vaccine with a live avian flu, deadly avian flu virus in it? Absolutely nothing. The animals died. The ferrets they injected into died, so they didn't give it. And Baxter got off well. We just made a mistake. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a deadly mistake that could have killed millions of people. They should have been shut down. And if we had reliable health authorities, they would have shut down Baxter and brought the people who were responsible for that mistake up on trial for attempted murder. But go right ahead, Joe.
Thank you, Dr. Sten. And I just wanted to mention, the phone number that I gave out, that is the correct number, but I think, I'm not sure, I may have given out the wrong bill number. The audit, the Fed is 604, S604, but you don't have to give the number, I guess. You could just say Senator Sanders' bill to audit the Federal Reserve, which already has 20 co-sponsors
in the Senate.
And the healthcare and oppose the health care bill, which is actually going to have provisions that would give states authorities to force vaccinations as well. So that's an additional reason to oppose that bill.
I think we're just going to have to tell them that the American people are not going to accept this, and anybody who votes for that, I mean, they are never going to get reelected. And I'll tell you one thing these senators fear, and that is the American people will watch what they're doing and become aware of it, and there will be a massive campaign next time they run for election to get them out of office.
Absolutely.
Anything
Thank
else you,
Dr.
want to say?
Just one thing that I wanted to ask you a little bit on a different topic is, what do you think? I know there have been three congressmen from the, you know, recent past that I can think of that had some worse than others that had an unhappy end come to them that were very sort of pro-American. Congressman George Hansen, Congressman John Ashbrook, and Congressman Larry McDonald.
And don't forget about Traficant. They put in, put in prison on trumped-up charges.
Congressman Traficant, of course, from Ohio. I'm just worried if you think
well,
anything
how about,
like that.
What, was it Wellstone or
yeah?
Anyway, he had voted against the Patriot Act. His plane crashed, shortly after he voted against the Patriot Act. And of course, we know that it was only the Democratic senators who received the anthrax laden letters. What a coincidence. I guess those wicked terrorists must like Republicans and didn't like the Democrats. Anything
exactly.
else?
I'm just wondering, you think if they're going to try that again? I can think, well, there's definitely one person in Congress or possibly two that are very, good. I'm just worried if anything is
Well, they sent sort of a woman apparently to try to seduce Ron Paul. Fortunately, he stood on his character and on his morality and told her to get lost. But they were running a camera at the time, a hidden camera, to try to embarrass him. They'll go after anybody who tells the truth. We are dealing with a conspiracy, and these people will kill people. And if you doubt that, you need to hear our four-tape set or four-CD set on deadly assassins, and you'll actually hear an interview with one CIA assassin who was asked to kill Prince Sihanouk of Thailand, I guess it was, Cambodia, I'm sorry. And the other was asked to kill Ross Perot. You'll actually hear their stories, but you're never going to hear this on 60 Minutes. Anyway, hey, we're out of time. We got one more caller. Thank you so much. And I encourage people to call their senators and tell them just what you think. And believe me. And let's go. We have another caller from West Virginia. Who is it?
Annette.
Hi, Annette. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Listen, I want to encourage Jim. I wonder if he ever heard of the Oath Keepers. These are both the military and law enforcement that have taken an oath to protect our freedoms and not to work against the American people. And I could give you a website.
You go right ahead. We've interviewed them, but you go ahead and give an address for them.
It's oath-keepers.blogspot.com.
And Sydney, just go up on your search engine and look for Oath Keepers, an excellent organization. We've got a lot to be thankful for, Annette, because I think more and more Americans are waking up. I really do. And what a wonderful time we are going to have, as more and more people flocked to the banner of freedom.
Yes, I live in the boondocks here in Middleburn, and I've been sort of tied down, so I haven't been able to get out in the community. But really, we should try to get organized somehow in West Virginia, especially with the Ron Paul groups and their campaign of liberty.
I think it's a great idea, and I would encourage you to do that and set up your own group. If you don't, but remember, every one of these groups has been infiltrated. They infiltrated the American Independent Party here in California. So that Ron Paul, even though the majority of the people supported him, they actually ran Alan Keyes rather than Ron Paul. So just be careful. Keep looking over your shoulder. There are a lot of good patriots out there. But, of course, the Brotherhood of Darkness has planted people at every level of our society, in every Christian organization, every conservative organization, even in the liberal organizations. They have their system of informers and certainly as snitches out there. They have their system, whole system of people are there to act as agent provocateurs. But you get in there and work and just keep your eyes on the Lord.
Well,
hey, we're out
you.
Of time. Anything else you want to say?
Well, it's just that I'm not on the internet, but scripturesforamerica.org is something that he should look up.
All right, scriptures.
Foramerica.org.
All right, God bless, and thanks very much, Annette.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you've enjoyed the open lines. We'll probably be doing a little bit more of them from time to time. And let us know if you like it. If you don't like it, if you'd rather have the guests, why we can have them. Now, some people I'm going to have on as guests, Billy Crone, William Grigg, Joel Skousen. These are people with something important to say, Barry Samish. But we'll do more in the way of open lines if you want. But I want to know what you like out there, what you get the most benefit from. Under any circumstances, if this is the time when I've got to mention to our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We actually, of course, have lost a certain number of the members of our Tape of the Month Club because they've lost their jobs and certainly they're not in a position to continue helping. So if you are in a position to help and you think, but we'll do more in the way of open lines if you want, but I want to know what you like out there, what you get the most benefit from. Under any circumstances, if this is the time when I've got to mention to our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We actually, of course, have lost a certain number of the members of our Tape of the Month Club because they've lost their jobs and certainly they're not in a position to continue helping. So if you are in a position to help and you think that we have an unusual and worthwhile message that is important to get out and you want us to keep our 60-plus outlets every single week, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Tape of the Month Club and get our four best CDs or tapes along with the newsletter every month. Why, you can certainly get some of our products. Maybe you'd like to get the long-term storage food, and you get it as cheaply through us at discount prices as any other place through Ready Reserve Food. If you need your Berkey products, health products, we've got all sorts of things. Everything we do is simply to try to keep the network going, and if you can help, we'd love to hear from you. So basically, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the DVD, you need to. And if you can't afford to see the DVD, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And just scroll down to videos and then scroll down videos of Brotherhood of Darkness. You can watch the talk. You're going to have to hear me talk for 2 hours, but the information is valid. Then, of course, we have our talk on the forbidden secret, which we think is important. We have a talk on the financial Armageddon, and there's certainly syllabus with the last two. We basically have a great book called Meltdown by Thomas Wood, going into the background of what's going on today. But you'll certainly want to read our newsletters on how this whole thing came about. Understand the Federal Reserve System is paying banks not to lend money. Why would you do something like that? Because you want to precipitate a financial crisis and bring down our economy. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNLive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com, application, Flycast.